All right, picture this. I'm walking down the street, headphones in, main character energy fully activated. I know exactly where I'm going. I'm striding. I've committed.
And then I realize I have been walking confidently in the exact wrong direction for like 2 full minutes. Full Netflix intro. Wrong show.
So what do I do? Do I calmly turn around like a functioning human? No. I stop, stare intensely at a random wall, nod like I'm inspecting ancient art, and then do a very serious, "Ah, yes, the wall has been checked," turn around.
Excuse me? What? You had a full business meeting with a wall just so you didn't look wrong?
I don't see the problem. The wall needed feedback. You provided a consultation. That's community service.
Welcome back to Laugh Vibes Daily, your daily reminder that we are all just starring in tiny, embarrassing episodes no one asked for.
Or, more technically, non-dangerous system glitches in the human social software. Today's update, walls now require performance reviews.
Let's keep it fun today, because we're talking micro-embarrassments, the tiny fails that feel like a full movie premiere in your head. But if your friends saw it, they'd be like, "Dude, no one noticed."
Okay, hear me out. I have to confess my most ridiculous one. Top tier, Hall of Fame.
Funny, don't start. You just confessed to silently auditing a wall.
So, I'm at this coffee shop, right? I walk in, I'm like, this is my moment, I'm chill, I'm cool, I'm a person who knows how doors work. I grab the handle, I pull, nothing. I pull harder, nothing. I pull with full emotional commitment, absolutely nothing. This door is like, no way, Casper.
I already know where this is going, and I am delighted.
So after a full arm workout, I see on the door huge letters, "Push."
Nope, I'm not buying that. You were fighting that door like it owed you money.
Analysis report. Phase 1. Approach. Confidence level dangerously high. Phase 2, interaction. User attempts repeated unauthorized pulling. Phase 3, discovery. Instructions were visible the entire time.
This made me laugh because I tried to play it off. I finally push the door, stumble in, and I literally say out loud to no one, "Gravity is crazy today."
Why are you like this? Not gravity getting framed for your lack of push reading skills.
Interesting, but wrong. That was not gravity. That was a user interface error on your brain.
Also, can we talk about the overreaction in your head? Because in those moments, it's not just oops, it's everyone saw that. The barista saw it. The espresso machine saw it. The plant saw it. My future grandchildren felt it.
Seriously? In my mind, the security camera guy is zooming in like, "Ladies and gentlemen, we got him."
Meanwhile, in reality, no one looked up. The only witness was the door, and it has already moved on.
Okay, bestie listeners, these little fails are literally free comedy episodes we accidentally star in. Your brain is the director, the writer, the overdramatic soundtrack, all of it.
And our brains love a rerun. You're brushing your teeth 3 years later like, Remember when I waved back at that person who wasn't waving at me? And your brain's like, oh, absolutely. Let's watch it in 4K.
Let us now demonstrate rapid-fire microfails. Exhibit A, the wrong wave.
All right, scenario. I'm walking. Someone in the distance raises their hand. I light up. I'm like, no way. I'm loved in public. I give the biggest wave, full teeth, full smile. And then some random stranger just passes me and hugs the person behind me. My wave just keeps going awkwardly into the horizon.
The way you instantly have to pretend you were stretching, just mid-sideways arm circles, like, oh yeah, shoulder mobility, really important.
Solution: immediately check your watch. Even if you are not wearing a watch, look at your bare wrist with deep concern.
All right, Casper, calm down. But why is fake wrist-checking the universal I did not just embarrass myself symbol?
Because it signals to observers, I am busy, I am late, I do not have time to process this social malfunction.
Exhibit B, door push versus pull. We've all done the double test. First, you slam into it with your soul. Then you immediately do the opposite, like, yes, just conducting a study for science.
And then you throw in that little pretend cough, like, yeah, just checking the structural integrity. Good door.
If you add a clipboard, it becomes official research. No one can judge you if you appear to be performing a survey.
Exhibit C. Tripping over absolutely nothing. The ground is flat. Physics is fine. Your foot just makes a new choice.
There is no pain more powerful than the emotional pain of tripping, than doing that little jog like, ha-ha, I meant to do sprint training in the middle of the sidewalk. Fitness!
Hold on, let me laugh first, because the worst is when you trip, catch yourself, then look back at the floor like it personally disrespected your family.
That is a classic blame deflection. Interesting, the perfectly smooth concrete attacked me.
Exhibit D, talking to someone who was not talking to you.
Oh no, the Bluetooth betrayal. You're standing in line. Someone behind you goes, hey, how are ya? You spin around, full sunshine. I'm good. How are... And then you see the AirPods.
And now you have to commit. You can't just turn back like nothing happened. So you pretend you were talking to the shelf. I'm good. Cereal section. Thanks for asking.
I once saw someone recover by immediately picking up their phone and saying, sorry, I thought you were someone else, to their completely black lock screen.
This is too funny to be real. The way our survival instinct kicks in and goes, we will lie to a door, a floor, and a phone before we admit we made a tiny mistake.
On that note, I would like to introduce the Embarrassment Severity Scale.
Oh no, science is here.
Level 1, instantly forgettable. Example, you say hi and the other person says hey, and there is a microsecond where you accidentally harmonize. No one cares, not even you.
Yeah, that one doesn't even reach the brain. It just floats away.
Level 2, mild replay. Example, you go to say good morning and it comes out as gmorhe. You will think about it once while showering and then move on.
No, because my mouth glitches at least twice a day. Words just leave the chat.
Level 3, midday flashback. This includes wrong waves and door push-pull failures. You will randomly remember it at 3 p.m., make a face, and then pretend nothing happened.
That's the one where you suddenly exhale loudly, like you're mad at the air.
Level 4, 2 a.m., rerun. Category, saying you too to the wrong phrase.
Oh, it's my time to shine. So the barista goes, enjoy your drink. Normal, safe, social script. And I, for reasons unknown to science, go, you too. They are at work. They are not drinking anything. They just blink. And I immediately speed walk away, like cardio will erase the memory.
Excuse me, what?
Not you trying to escape the scene, like the embarrassment can't catch up if you hit 10,000 steps.
That is classic level 4. It will return when you are trying to fall asleep, accompanied by the soundtrack of Why Did I Say That? On loop.
This is chaos, and I love it. What's level 5?
Level 5, brain will replay forever. This is reserved for moments where you combine 3 microfails at once. For example, you trip over nothing, push a pull door, then say you too when someone says happy birthday to someone else.
No way. That's not a level. That's a season finale.
That's when your brain adds dramatic lighting and a narrator like, and from that moment on, they never went outside again.
All right, we've diagnosed the tiny fails. Now we need solutions. Useless, ridiculous, absolutely not certified recovery strategies.
Disclaimer, do not actually do any of this.
Okay, my fake recovery move. If you walk the wrong way and have to turn around, just suddenly pretend you're giving a tour. Point at random objects like, and on your left, the legendary trash can.
On your right, we have the mysterious crack in the sidewalk we are all emotionally attached to.
My strategy for tripping over nothing, immediately pull out your phone, put it to your ear, and say, yes, gravity test successful. Inform the team.
You're turning a fall into a science report, and I respect that.
Okay, my terrible idea. If you push a pull door and someone sees, just step back, look at the door very seriously and say, we talked about this. Then walk away. Don't even go inside. Just leave.
Funny, please stop.
That's funny, but impressive.
Honestly, the real recovery move is this. Keep walking, make a tiny face, maybe text your friend about it, and then let it go, because nobody cares as much as your brain does.
Yeah, for real. These little bloopers feel massive in the moment, but later they're just stories you get to laugh about. And they prove you're alive, you're trying, you exist in the world with other confused humans.
Also, statistically, if you witness someone else do any of this, you would think it was adorable or funny for 5 seconds and then never again. Same applies to you.
So if your brain keeps replaying that time you said, you too, to the dentist when they said, take a seat, congratulations, you have a tiny sitcom living rent-free in your head.
And we want to hear about it, for real. Your funniest, harmless micro-embarrassment? The one that makes you cringe and laugh at the same time?
Tell us. Go to our socials, drop your story, tag Laugh Vibes Daily, and absolutely expose yourself in the wholesome way.
We might shout you out in a future episode. Free therapy through group laughter.
All right, this made me laugh and also reminded me that my brain is dramatic for no reason.
Same. If your biggest problem today is a wrong wave or a rogue U2, you're doing fine.
Funny. Stay silly. Stay happy. We'll see you in the next chaos.